Show.
Episode 154 of the 580 Show. What's up, Dante?
Raise the heat, 154.
Just me and you, buddy. 154 weeks, 154 podcasts. No matter what the holiday is, the occasion, we get it done. Hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. We're thankful for all the 580 members, 580 show listeners, everyone who lets us play a small role in just in Strongman. So I'm thankful for that. Appreciate you all listening. Don't forget about our giveaway that's going on right now. If you go to the 580 Barbell YouTube channel, it's almost over. I say that every week, but we're getting close. We're under 40 subscribers away. Once we hit 700 subscribers on our YouTube channel, we have a huge, huge giveaway. We're paying for you to go to any show, giving you some extra cash. And some other awesome companies have chipped in to throw in some goodies as well. Lift Hard, Die Strong, Stronger Together, just to name a few. Obviously, Grip Mountain, 580 Barbell. So make sure you go get entered in that because it's super easy to enter and it's a huge giveaway. The only other announcement before we get into the real meat and potatoes of the episode, America's Strongest State is on January 6th. I am the Pennsylvania team captain. I have a couple people pending. We've had some injuries, some people who I thought were going to do it and did not want to do it, which is totally fine. It's in Massachusetts. But if you're from Pennsylvania or you know someone from Pennsylvania, we have a couple people pending, but the team is at one male under 200, one male under 105, two super heavyweight men and two women of any class. You have to be able to travel to Massachusetts to compete on January 6th. To represent Pennsylvania. If you or someone you know is interested or possibly interested, just shoot me a DM at 580 Barbell on Instagram.
And that's for the region. All right. There'll be a,
yeah.
If you guys win, there'll be the Florida one after in a couple weeks, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a whole ordeal. I kind of wish they would just do it online against each other. It's a cool idea. Cool concept. We actually came up with on the podcast years ago. So I'm happy that it's being tried, but I kind of wish it was just like you went to a gym in Pennsylvania and just competed and put your scores in with, you know, kind of the honor system with some form of legitimacy, you know, right?
I mean everyone does the OSG online qualifiers, Clash online qualifiers. I think the future of this would benefit a lot if we did more for online. I'm not saying, because I'm not definitely not the 105 for the Pennsylvania, but like I can see a future for, I can, yeah, it could be if I get the call, but I can see a lot of future like benefit from a online based.
Yeah. And something like this takes a lot of time to pick up. So
yeah, I like the idea.
Yeah. Well, you better, we came up with it on the pod.
Yeah. But I believe it was one of our first vlogs. We were just sitting there talking in the car, just chirping like, what if we get the idea of the best people from Pennsylvania?
Yeah. But, we had a great, what'd you think about the episode with Lynn last week? I thought our conversation with Lynn Morehouse from Official Strongman Games, Train Strongman, went good. Reason I say that is because we're less than a week away from OSG,
mm-hmm.
which I'll be competing at. You'll be down there, help me get into my deadlift suit and just.
Yeah, we're helping out Josh and helping out with the Hossware boys a little bit.
Yeah.
Lynn and I.
Yeah, I thought our conversation with Lynn was really good. I'm really, really excited. First time. If anyone, you know, I'm excited as always when we go to shows, nationals, whatever. I'm excited to see people, meet new people, make new friends, catch up with old friends that we've made through the sport. You know, be sure to say what's up if I'm just not paying attention or whatever. If anyone wants Horsepower or Grip Mountain, we can definitely make it happen and have it there. So just give us a shout before we leave. I'm leaving Wednesday morning. So if you want Grip, if you want Horsepower, let me know. And if you need Grip Mountain, hit up Dante on Instagram, Grip Mountain Chat.
Yeah, I'll be in town Thursday evening at some point.
Definitely a great time to get your hands on either product. Strongman stuff, the Arnold lineup, the pro men's Arnold lineup got announced.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there was a decent amount for our little niche crowd. I feel like there's a pretty decent buzz about it, right? Pretty crazy lineup. You got
mainly because Thor's back.
Yeah, for sure. What is it? 5 World Strongest Man winners?
I believe so.
Because you have Novikov.
I have it up.
Lisi's and Hooper.
And Stoltman.
And Stoltman, obviously. Yep. Yep. Stoltman, too. So all five have won World's Strongest Man. And, you know, you say Thor's back. Lisi's is kind of back, too.
Yeah, Lisi says he's been picking and choosing what shows he wants to do, so.
Yeah, I remember seeing a video or something like that of him talking about having only limited shows left. When you do it at the highest level, whatever, you know, obviously takes a huge toll on your body. So I'm happy he picked, you know, and then to round it out, you got Mateus, Evan Singleton, Bobby Thompson, Maxine, Tom Evans, and I don't even know the very last guy.
Oscar.
Yeah, I don't know how to say Oscar's last name.
Zekolowski or something.
Yeah. But crazy, crazy lineup. The women's lineup looked really good as well. But it's only the second year the women are doing it. So I believe, right?
Yeah, Erin Murray's in it, and she just won the heavyweight last year. So
yeah,
she got the call up.
Yeah, so that's cool. So Oscar... So did Oscar win the Arnold Amateur last year?
I think that was him, yeah.
It has to be, because that's how you get on a stage.
I think that's him. Yeah, let me look it up real quick.
Because that just now dawned on me. So that guy is the one who won the Arnold Amateur, and he gets to go on that stage.
Dude, that's so cool. Can you imagine winning the Arnold Amateur last year and then competing with five World's Strongest Men competitors? Right.
That is so cool. I'm happy there's that pathway available. But yeah, crazy, crazy lineup. Right off the top of your head, Dante, if you had to predict podium, who's it going to be? We don't even know the events yet, but podium, who's it going to be? We'll come back once we know the events and predict the podium.
I go Lisi's, Stoltman, and Hooper. Lisi's, Hooper, and Kielis Kalowski, actually.
Oh, wow.
I'm going this guy.
I'm going Hooper, Thor, and Singleton.
Is Thor fully healed from his pec tear?
I don't know. Be curious. But, and then, you know, on the other side of the Arnold, the amateur, which is where we compete at, we're both qualified to compete there. I'm sure a lot of people listening are too, from nationals and everything like that. But they released the prelim events for the Arnold and the finals events, right?
Yeah.
There's one mystery event that is not released.
Wonder what it'd be. They're all like lower body, like themed so far for the finals. So I wonder if it's going to be a press.
So press gauntlet, which we assume will be a press medley, right?
Yep.
A Trump bottoms up squat. So I'll be super eager and excited to hear details on that. And being a Trump squat, that's pretty unique. I'll be curious if it's, you know, a SSB hooked up to a Viking press, a barbell, axle, whatever it'll be.
I think it was a Viking press, because if it's the same firefighters,
what will be
like the handle wise?
Yeah, what will we have, a barbell on our back? Will it be like an SSB? You know, that's what I'm curious to be. Will it be more like a hack squat? You know,
I wouldn't be surprised if they just threw the Viking press on the lowest thing and said, "Hey, just pick it up how you can pick it up, like in the rack position, and just go for it."
I hope that's not true. That's not going to be it.
I can see it being.
No, it's not going to be it. Sandbag toss.
Isn't it different heights, though?
Different what?
Isn't it like for like a different height? Like, it's not for like max weight. It's like for max height. Isn't that what they said?
Yeah, max height. So it'll be the same weight, I believe, and it'll just be rising bar higher and higher and higher, which I really think that's cool. And then the last event is, remind me, for the prelims.
Prelims, it was.
So we have a squat. We have a sandbag toss. We have a press gauntlet. And I know we don't have a deadlift in the prelims.
No, I'm pulling it up. Hold on, give me just 1 second. It was press gauntlet. Sandbag carry and load. That's what it was.
Sandbag carry and load.
Two sled drag.
Oh, two sled drag. Okay.
Yeah, so it's like Nats. When you won Nats as the national champion.
Yeah.
I think it's like that event.
Okay. That's cool.
So you're kind of going right into that though from OSG training, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be excited. You know, obviously you have a kid in between OSG and the Arnold, so we'll see if I even get to compete. And then the finals events, it's a mystery, a Denny, which is also kind of a mystery because we don't know what it's going to be, and then a Hummer tire deadlift. So
yes, it's a Denny ladder with 60-second time limit. So I'm assuming it's going to be some kind of walk, right?
I would assume it's going to be like a 10-foot walk, like back and like almost like a carry medley, but could be. I just don't think it would be a double deadlift, right?
They wouldn't do 60-second time limit for three implements, I don't think, for a deadlift.
Well, they kind of always do, to be honest.
I don't know. That's because one of the things we're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, yeah. Let us know what you think of the Arnold events and who you guys think will win the big pro Arnold show, and who's going for the Arnold amateur that we'll be seeing there. I did see a layout of the floor plan for this year for the Arnold, and we actually have a somewhat of a corner, I think, this year. It was kind of hard to make out, but I know we're not like have stuff around us. I mean, there's stuff obviously around us to the sides, but it is in a corner. So I'm hoping that's better for logistics and space.
For those that are fans of the Medieval Games, I believe we are right next to them as well.
We were next to Medieval Games, Tag, and Highland Games.
Yeah, that's what it was, Highland Games, which is cool.
Yeah, so I'm really hoping that the space is a little more optimized this year. That's one thing I'll be really curious. I'm really anxious to see is at OSG. Like last week, Lynn was talking about like there's a true warm-up room this year for – I don't even know how it's been in the past. You know, if someone's listening that's done OSG, I'd love to hear how it's been. But he said, you know, there'll kind of be a timeline where, okay, my class will have the opportunity to go into the warm-up room, warm up, and then, you know, go. And you'll have a true implements to warm up on, which I really love. So, yeah, I'm hoping for some optimal warm ups, and I hope you're ready to warm up, getting me into my deadlift suit.
We might have to bring our own barbell, dude.
Hey, whatever we gotta do. The Hossware guys will help me get in as well.
That'd be pretty funny. We can film a little bit.
There we go. And yeah. So yeah, I mean, OSG, Arnold, Pro Arnold. All that's come. OSG is obviously the first one. You can watch it at Official Strongman Games next week, and I believe it's only $10 to sign up and watch.
Yeah, it's just the membership. So, like the membership, you get, you can do that. You can get access to the live streams. They get the whole databanks of all the former videos and how to's and nutrition information, all that stuff.
For sure. Yeah, and then you know we'll start talking about the Arnold. And some other stuff. We obviously, in 3 weeks, we have Polar Express at our gym that we're hosting, which is a really fun Christmas show, national qualifier. And that's on December 16th. If you're listening within the next day or so, we should have that video up on our YouTube for all the competitors, and it'll be emailed to you of all Dante filmed an awesome video of me talking about each event, what to expect, how to. Shows you the exact equipment, etc. So going to be a really fun show, fast-paced show. We have we have 60 people coming to do it. Some really big classes. Like I think our 200s class is in the double digits, which is really cool. I think it has 9 technically right now, but might have some movement and have some other people joining that class. So
yeah, I'm pulling it up right now.
So yeah, you know, finish out Polar Express or OSG, and then next couple weeks we'll talk about Polar Express and some upcoming plans and everything. But if you're an athlete, look out for the event video recap, and you can sign up for the on-site IVs if you want. PA state log records will be up for grabs at the comp. The 231 class also has almost 10 people.
I believe it's 8.
Eight?
Yeah, 8 people for the 231s.
Yeah.
And 8 people for the 200s right now.
And 8 people for the super heavies as well. And also our masters men have 6. So Some really, really big classes, which is awesome. Novice men, we have 7 guys. Heavyweight women, we got 3 girls. So it's a pretty well-rounded show. I'll be curious who gets some nationals bids, because right now, as it stands, there's 3 classes that have actually 2 nationals bids, the top 2.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool, being able to give out multiple bids like that. But yeah, anything else going on in Strongman, Dante, that we didn't mention?
They kind of, the only thing I'm really upset with is that they excluded me and you from the Arnold lineup picture, but
yeah,
whatever. It's okay. Mostly got lost in post production or something, but other than that, I think everything's all good.
Yeah.
The PSL's coming up in January too.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that as well, because I know there's a lot of people we know doing it. The Pro Strongman League, regional qualifier, because all their classes you can go and qualify there at it on January 20th in Baltimore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be cool.
We got a couple guys doing the Pro Am in Colorado too. Whatever that one's called, the Olympia Pro Am.
Yeah. So a lot coming up. We'll talk about it all.
Yeah.
Got
plenty of topics for the future.
Yeah, right now we're focused on OSG. Quick episode this week. Appreciate everyone listening. Hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. Make sure to please get in on that giveaway we're doing on YouTube, because we're so close to our subscriber count of 700. Are we going to film something in Charleston, Dante, to release, like, from me and Jerry competing?
We can. We can do a little. I'm sure we'll have time to film something quick.
No, I mean a vlog for the YouTube.
Oh, yeah. That's my goal, is just to go down there and film as much as I possibly can.
Yeah, so we'll have a little vlog of our trip to Charleston, so be sure to check that out on the next.
It's going to be a crazy trip, so we'll see what we can get out of it.
Yeah, for sure. And we only need 28 subscribers to hit 700. So we're 28 subscribers away. So all you got to do, find that video, 580 Strongman giveaway, and get entered in that. So we'll see you guys next week. It might be a quick episode next week, because it's going to be crazy. We're going to be in Charleston, West Virginia, but we'll get something up here. See you for episode 155 from Charleston, West Virginia. See you guys.
Peace.